Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagtipon ang komunidad Pilipino sa Brisbane para sa opisyal na paglulunsad ng Queensland Filipino Excellence Awards 2027. Nagsama-sama ang mga community leader at members sa Carina Leagues para sa isang gabi ng pagdiriwang sa mga inspirasyon at tagumpay ng mga Pilipino sa buong Queensland. Opisyal na nagsimula ang paghahanda para sa parangal na ito na nagbibigay pugay sa mga mahalagang ambag at patuloy na tagumpay ng komunidad. Nakapanayam ng ating Queensland correspondent na si Celeste McIntosh ang presidente ng QFEA na si Rejoice Thompson.
Rejoice, this is the launch. Ano ba ang nais mong iparating sa mga Pilipino ngayon na nakikinig, lalo na yung mga naririto dito sa Queensland? What is the key message of this launch evening tonight?
So the key message of this launch is to formally open the nominations for the different categories of the Queensland Filipino Excellence Awards. So we have STEM, we have Young Leader of the Year, we have Community Service, we have Excellence in Arts, Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, and Business Industry and Commerce. Okay, so the nominations will open formally after tonight. So we would like to invite everyone, outstanding Filipino Australians, be it first generation or second generation of Filipino heritage, to put forward their application and nominate themselves, or perhaps nominate someone that they know. And let's celebrate the excellence of Filipinos here in Queensland.
May pahayag din na ibinahagi ang kasama sa task force na si Feli Christensen.
Feli, para sa'yo, ano ba ang excellence? Ano ba, paano mo ba matatawag ang isang tao na natatangi? This person is excellent. What does that look like to you?
Para sa akin, ang pagiging excelente ng isang Pilipino ay hindi lamang sa kakayahan or sa title or sa yaman or sa nagagawa natin sa sarili natin, but kundi ang impact natin sa iba. Sa iba na hiting mga community, hindi lang sa Pilipino, kung saan din tayo nandoon. For example, nandito tayo sa Australia, ang excellent natin ay kailangan sumunod tayo sa batas ng Australia, at nandito rin tayo para i-flip natin ang ating mga Pilipino community kung saan tayo na bibilang. At ang pagiging excelente para sa akin also is we may not be right now in the Philippines, but we should be uplifting also our culture kahit nandito tayo sa Australia. Kahit Australian tayo, kailangan Pilipino pa rin ang puso natin.
Nakapanayam din si Xavier Villa Gonzalo, gayon din si Connie Dacuna.
Like, what are the qualities that they must have to be considered excellent?
Yeah. Ang natatangi Pilipino, you must have the three C's, courage, competence, and character. So it takes a lot getting outside of your comfort zone. So you need to get to another country. It takes a lot of courage and competence as well. So Filipinos as we are, we don't know everything, but we go the extra mile to learn, to understand, and to assimilate into the culture. And that takes a lot of competence as well and character. No matter how brilliant you are, you need to make sure that you still have you have your feet on the ground. So courage, competence, and character, that's a true Filipino, an excellent one. Thank you.
Yeah, a true Filipino excellence is about resilience, resourcefulness, and humility and hard work. That is the true Filipino brand. Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.